Welcome back to our deep dive. Today we're tackling something, well, pretty fundamental, kissing.
That's right. We've got a really interesting mix of sources that listeners sent in: Healthline, Psychology Today, Penn Medicine, Smart Loving, even some specific studies.
Yeah, a great collection. And our goal today is to really unpack what all this research tells us about how kissing, you know, actually affects our health, our relationships, maybe find some surprising stuff.
Definitely. There's more to it than meets the eye, or lips, I suppose.
Ah, right. Okay, so let's start with this idea of a happy hormone cocktail. That sounds pretty good.
It does. So when you kiss someone romantically, your brain gets this little flood of chemicals. We're talking oxytocin, dopamine, serotonin.
Okay, those are the feel-good ones, right? Like euphoria, connection.
Exactly. Healthline breaks it down. Oxytocin is huge for bonding and affection. Dopamine is that reward chemical, makes you feel good, want more. And serotonin helps regulate mood.
So it's like a natural mood booster, basically.
Pretty much. And what's also key is what goes down.
Ah, okay. What's that?
Cortisol. The stress hormone. Kissing actually seems to lower it.
Right. Healthline mentioned that. So feel-good stuff goes up, stress stuff goes down. That seems like a good deal.
A very good deal. And that oxytocin link is really important for relationships, especially long-term ones.
How so?
Well, that feeling of connection and bonding, it helps build trust and security over time. Penn Medicine points this out, too. It reinforces those pathways.
Makes sense. It's like you're physically reinforcing the bond.
You are. And there's an interesting kind of tentative link to self-esteem as well.
Oh, tell me about that.
Well, remember, cortisol going down. Healthline mentioned a 2016 study that linked higher cortisol with body image dissatisfaction.
Oh.
So the idea is maybe, just maybe, by lowering cortisol through things like kissing and affection, you might indirectly feel a bit better about yourself. Less stressed, more connected.
It's not a direct line, but you can see how it might contribute. Needs more research, you said.
Yeah, definitely needs more research, but it's an intriguing possibility. Lower stress generally helps with well-being.
Okay, so stress relief is a big one then. Lower cortisol plus the oxytocin effect.
Absolutely. Oxytocin itself is known to decrease anxiety and promote relaxation. It's a powerful combination for managing day-to-day stress.
Okay, let's switch to the more physical side of things. Blood pressure, how does that work?
Right, this is fascinating. Kissing actually makes your heart beat faster initially.
Which sounds like it would raise blood pressure? No.
You'd think so, but that increased heart rate signals your blood vessels to dilate, to widen.
Vasodilation.
Exactly. And when your blood vessels widen, your blood pressure actually goes down. Healthline mentions Andrea Demirjian's book on this.
So a little bit of excitement leads to relaxation for the cardiovascular system. Wild.
It is pretty neat. And that same mechanism, the dilated blood vessels and increased blood flow.
Lemmiges helps with cramps and headaches.
You got it. Healthline suggests it could potentially ease period cramps. And for headaches, it might help directly through the blood flow and indirectly by reducing the stress that often triggers headaches.
Wow. Okay, kissing is looking like a bit of a wonder drug here. What about immunity? Swabbing spit can't be good, can it?
Huh. Well, counterintuitively, maybe it can. There was a study in 2014 mentioned by Healthline that found couples who kiss often actually share more similar bacteria in their saliva.
Okay. Sounds a bit gross, but go on.
The theory is that this exposure to different germs, but sort of controlled exposure within the couple, might actually stimulate and strengthen the immune system over time, like a mini vaccination almost.
Huh. Never thought of it that way. Okay, allergies next. Surely not allergies.
Believe it or not, yes. Healthline points to a Japanese study where people with allergies like pollen or dust mites showed fewer allergic reactions after kissing for 30 minutes.
30 minutes, that's a long kiss.
It is, but they found relief from things like hives. And again, stress makes allergies worse, right?
True. So the stress reduction could be playing a role there too.
Very likely. It's probably a combination of factors.
Okay, this list is getting impressive. Cholesterol, seriously.
Seriously. A 2009 study found that couples who kissed more frequently had better total cholesterol levels.
How on earth would that work? Less stress again.
That's the likely connection, yeah. Less stress often leads to healthier lifestyle choices and direct physiological changes that can impact cholesterol.
Okay, that makes a bit more sense.
Yeah.
And cavities. I think I can guess this one. Saliva.
Bingo. Kissing stimulates saliva production. And saliva is great for your mouth. It washes away food particles, neutralizes acids, helps prevent tooth decay.
So maybe tell your dentist you've been kissing a lot.
Huh. Maybe don't skip the brushing, but yeah, extra saliva helps.
Okay. Let's shift to the relationship dynamic side. Assessing a partner. Like a kiss tells you if they're the one.
Well, maybe not the one, but Healthline mentions a 2013 study suggesting kissing is important for partner assessment, especially for women evaluating initial attraction.
Like a compatibility test.
Sort of. There might be subconscious biological cues being exchanged. Pheromones, taste, just the way it feels. Helps you gauge suitability, maybe.
Food for thought on the next first date. And it boosts sex drive, too.
Definitely. Romantic kissing is usually a gateway to more intimacy. It increases arousal. And interestingly, saliva contains testosterone.
Really?
Yep. So more passionate, longer kissing means more potential exchange of testosterone, which can boost libido in both partners.
Okay, so it's good for finding a partner, keeping the spark alive. What about, like, the physical act itself? Face muscles. Calories.
Yeah, this is fun. Kissing can apparently use anywhere from, like, 2 to 34 facial muscles.
34. Wow.
So yeah, it's like a mini workout for your face. Healthline suggests it might help keep things toned, maybe even boost collagen.
A natural facelift? And the calorie burning, is that significant?
Well, it depends how passionate you are. Estimates range from maybe 2 calories a minute for a gentle kiss up to 26 for a really vigorous makeout session.
Okay, so maybe not replacing the gym, but every little bit helps.
Exactly. It's a bonus.
Now, we focus heavily on kissing, but it's not just about that, is it? Hugs, cuddling, they count too.
Oh, absolutely. Penn Medicine really highlights this. Hugging, snuggling, holding hands, these also trigger oxytocin release.
So you get similar benefits. Lower stress, bonding.
Yes. They mentioned a study with women where more frequent hugs from their partner correlated with lower resting blood pressure.
Interesting. Do they know exactly why? Is it the oxytocin or something else?
It's likely a mix. Could be the oxytocin, could be stimulating the vagal nerve, which calms the nervous system, or just the feeling of comfort and safety. The exact mechanism isn't fully pinned down.
And it works with pets too, right?
It does. Snuggling your dog or cat can apparently produce similar calming oxytocin boosting effects. That physical connection matters, human or furry.
That's great news. But there was an important caveat from Penn Medicine, wasn't there? About the type of touch.
Yes, a really crucial point from Dr. Barry there. These benefits really depend on the touch being wanted, being part of a caring relationship.
Right, because unwanted touch.
Unwanted touch does the opposite. It raises cortisol, increases stress, so context and consent are absolutely key.
Definitely. Okay, let's talk duration. 6 seconds versus 10 seconds, I saw both mentioned. What's the deal there?
Yeah, this is interesting. The 6 second idea comes largely from Dr. John Gottman's research mentioned in Psychology Today.
And his thinking is?
His idea is that even just 6 seconds is long enough to consciously stop what you're doing, be present with your partner, and create a deliberate moment of connection. It's a ritual.
Interrupting the busyness.
Exactly. Then you have Smart Loving recommending a 10-second connect kiss.
And their focus is more on transitions, like leaving and coming home.
Right. They frame it as, you know, the morning kiss connects you before you go out into the world, reinforcing your routine. The evening kiss helps you shift gears back to being a couple.
And they mentioned that finding about husbands living longer if they kiss goodbye.
Yeah, that Gottman finding. Yeah. Apparently, those who did lived, on average, 4 years longer. Pretty striking.
Wow. So is 10 seconds magically better than 6? Or 6 better than 10?
Probably not magically better. The consensus seems to be that both are likely long enough to get that oxytocin flowing and create that intentional connection.
So it's more about the mindfulness than the exact stopwatch time?
Yeah, I think so. Making it count, being present for those few seconds, seems more important than hitting a precise number, as long as it's, you know, more than just a quick peck on the cheek.
Right. Got it. And this all circles back really to oxytocin, that love hormone.
It really does seem to be the star player here. The research consistently links it to trust, attachment, feeling connected.
And people in relationships actually have more of it circulating.
Generally, yes. Studies show higher levels in romantically attached people, and those levels correlate with positive relationship behaviors, even predicting stability down the line. It's powerful stuff.
So wrapping this all up then, the big picture is that kissing, hugging, snuggling, these simple acts pack a real punch for our mental and physical health.
Absolutely. It's largely driven by boosting that oxytocin and dialing down the cortisol. Simple actions, profound effects.
And the practical advice is pretty straightforward. Try to build in some regular, slightly longer intentional kisses. 6 seconds, 10 seconds, whatever feels right.
Yeah, make it a small ritual. It seems like a pretty easy and enjoyable way to potentially boost your relationship and your well-being.
Definitely seems worth trying. So maybe something for everyone listening to think about. where could you add a few more mindful moments of connection into your day? Could be a kiss, could be a hug.
What impact might that have? It's fascinating stuff. And if the science behind oxytocin grabbed you, there's a lot more research out there to explore.
Absolutely. A really interesting deep dive today. Thanks for joining us.